I'm going to try to play it again, and then I don't know what to do. So here, I'm going to try to play it again to see if you can hear it better. You ready? Here we go.
Nope.
Aha! I have figured it out. One moment, please. That was, I feel like I should just cut all of this out, because now I'm just going to get, Fatty's going to, he's just going to razz me for that. Here you go, Adam. Here's our first phone call.
Hello. Happy bacon.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Aha. One moment, please.
Trademark Vera Charles.
I don't know what to do.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3962. I say chew. Of the BFO for Wednesday, the 12th of April, 2023. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A new show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and we've got some voice letters to share. Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Still no good.
Well, hello, Big Fatty.
Well, hello, and good morning, Big Fatty. What's wrong with your voice? I don't know.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Humpus B. Fatty Vulgar. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all saying good morning to us today. Was that Jimmy Baer and Casey and Harley? Well, they, Big Fatty, they tried. And then the Shy Yeti getting all Big Fatty had sexy voice.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, that's it, y'all. Today, the 12th of April. Y'all, it's a very important anniversarium. Y'all, I've had these two individuals here in the villa. Just not back in June, I think it was June. Was it June? I don't know when it was. Y'all, they've been here. Y'all, just two of the nicest people that you'll ever meet. Big Fatty, and, you know, one of them wasn't a listener until after he met Big Fatty and saw the sausage being made. Oh, Big Fatty, where was I when you were making sausage? I mean, the little show. Oh, well, that's like lipstick on a pig. Well, anyway, y'all, I am talking about the number three fan of the BFO for 2023 and his husband. Y'all, that, of course, is Randy in the penis Slivania, and, of course, not-so-shy Tom, Big Fatty. So, y'all, if you see Randy or Tom, wish them a happy anniversarium.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
Here at Fat Acres, life is good. Where that big fat. Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh. That famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh. master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh. He loves the puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old bear.
Oh, Big Fatty, we love Fatty the Pooh. We don't like Fatty when he poos, but we love Fatty the Pooh. It's true. Y'all, let's see. after I recorded yesterday's little show, y'all, I had me a solid with some of that rotisserie chicken on it, and y'all, it's delicious, just delicious. And then, of course, I watched the CBS Evening News with that Miss Nora O'Donnell. You know, Archie wants that music. Well, it's no longer available. They've changed the music. Big Fatty, that means they're in trouble. It's, you know, when they change the music or the graphics or the set, something's amok. Big Fatty amok. Well, kind of like Fatty the Pooh amok. Big Fatty vulgar. But anyway, I watched that and watched some of The Wheel, and then of course the Jeopardy. Y'all, was good. It was good. Jeopardy had a new champion last night, and then y'all, of course, it was Monday night, so I had to watch the Antiques Roadshow. Oh yes, Big Fatty, the old people love the Antiques Roadshow and soup. They love the soup and crackers. It's true. And y'all, then by the time it was over, y'all, I was ready for bed. Monday was a travel day. You know, the travel days are always exhausting. Big Fatty, it was 2 hours. Well, it's exhausting. Crossing all those time zones and everything. Big Fatty, it's the same time zone. Well, it felt like I went back in time when I went to old Conway Twitty. Anyway, y'all, I took the go-to-bed pills, and y'all, it was going down to 45 degrees on Monday night, so y'all, I opened the windows in the alive chamber, and y'all, slept like a baby and woke up about 6:45, got up, and y'all, you know, I've got this sign out in front of the villa that says, "Be kind." And y'all, for the past 4 or 5 days, somebody, and y'all, for some reason, I've got to adjust my cameras or something, but somebody is picking up my newspaper out of the yard and placing it on the front porch. And Big Fatty, it's not the nip. He's never up that early. Well, I said this to him, and he says, "Well, you know who it's not." And I said, "Yes." But y'all, I can't catch the person that's doing it. But y'all, it's that right there is a random act of kindness, y'all. Absolutely a random act of kindness. And y'all, it tickles me to no end that someone would be so nice as to do that. And but anyway, got up. Miss Gail King is back this week. You know, she was off last week. So she's back, and Miss Gail King waits for no one. So I had my coffee. Y'all had the other half of my grumpy grandpa. Big Fatty, it just sounds vulgar when you say it. Did my puzzles, and then the nip joined me, and we were off. We were off on the morning nipple walk. Did Fat Acres, did the Big Circle. Came back, I watched The Price is Right, had a little snick-a-snack. And y'all, I got ready to record the little show. And the nip stopped by again and says, "You want to do the inner loop?" And I said, "Thank you for calling." And y'all, when we do the inner loop, it's the Fruit Loop. Yes, we Betty. So we did the Fruit Loop and came back And y'all, I was watching some of that Stephen Colbert. let's see. Oh, y'all washed my clothes. Yes, Big Fatty. No underpants included. No underpants included. Y'all, you know, I bought new socks, so I have disposed of all my old socks. Yes, Big Fatty, you put them in a paper bag. So I'm probably going to drop those off at the Goodwill. I don't know if they probably take socks, maybe probably not underpants. Big Fatty, you don't have any to give them. Anyway, and now here I am, recording. Oh, y'all, before I go any further, y'all, my Easter egg shirt did indeed arrive, on Monday afternoon, y'all, and y'all, I'm keeping it. I think it's lovely, just lovely. But y'all, before I forget again, Big Fatty, it's only a matter of time. I need to open this card. Make a wish. I feel terrible that I'm just now getting, y'all, they mailed it to me on the 16th of March. So they weren't on drag time. Let's put it that way. Y'all, it's in a yellow envelope. Y'all, I'll put a picture of it up on the www, tomorrow at noon. And y'all on the, Big Fatty Vodka, put it back in the envelope. Y'all, it's a Moose P's probably seen this. It's a picture of a rabbit from behind with his legs spread, and it says, "Please enjoy this bunny butt." Very vulgar. And y'all, you open it up and says, "Now your Easter is complete. Enjoy, Big Fatty." And no, whoops, it's not complete until you find those cream eggs. Love you, Holly and Casey. Holly and Casey, thank you so much for that. And that's just as cute as it can be, Big Fatty. Okay, if you say so. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, go over there and Holly and Casey, thank you for putting up with my forgetfulness, Big Fatty. We all do that. And y'all, one last thing. You know, I had told you I'd gotten the letter saying that my homeowner's insurance was going up $600 a year. And y'all, then I got a letter saying, "Oh, Big Fatty, if you do not pay the insurance bill in full by the 15th, we're cutting you off." So y'all, you know, that came in like on Friday or whenever, or Saturday. I think it came in on Saturday. And so y'all, when I got back from Conway Twitty, y'all, I called them, and y'all, they had received the payment, because I was calling them saying, "Did y'all send this to the mortgage company, to the bank, to the man, if you will?" And they had, these had just crossed in the mail. But y'all, my mortgage bank statement came, and it shows they had paid it. So y'all, all is good with the villa and the insurance. And y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, be pretty.
Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
For us, comes to us in e-letter form, and y'all, it's from a former lurker, Brendan, over there in the UK. And Brendan, right, yeah, this is what happens. When you de-lurk, you just become much more involved, and it just becomes more fun. Big paid to find fun. Anyway, Brendan writes, "Our Herbert Wordy, I have an axe Big Fatty. We hear a lot about what gets the goat of the Nip. Big Fatty didn't know the Nip had a goat. Yeah, I think his name is Billy. But anyway, he says, my axe, Big Fatty, is what fills the Nip with joy. Thank you for calling." Well, Brendan, first of all, thank you so much for the e-letter, for the axe Big Fatty question, and an excellent question. What brings the Nip joy? Now, y'all, many of you, or some of you anyway, have met the Nip, and you know how difficult this question is. But, you know, I have said the Nip is happiest when he is most miserable. But, I'm sure there's lots of things that bring the Nip great joy. Big Fatty, how about wine? Well, okay, that's a good one. Wine brings the Nip great joy. Delightful. A couple of things in the e-letter box. Y'all, VJ, who used to do his own little show, writes to Big Fatty and says, "Hey, Big Fatty, I'm not sure that this e-letter will be on time for Lurker Week, but I've been known to procrastinate. Big Fatty, so maybe you should have Crooked Hat Week for procrastinators." Well, I'll get around to that. He says, "It's been a while since I've contacted the little show, but you may remember me from the VJ Netcast podcast that I did way back when. Anyway, I have a so-so question, Big Fatty." Well, you'll have to hold that until next year, but I'll just go ahead and read this here. "I've noticed that I've fallen off the exiting of the birth canal list a few years ago. Can you add me back on the birthday list? My birthday is on Groundhog's Day. Hope you have a swinging weekend and bust big." Big Fatty? VJ, I'm going ahead taking this today because you bring up a good point. Y'all, Big Fatty loses. You know, I transcribe the celebrations of exiting the birth canal and the anniversariums, and sometimes I miss them. And y'all, if you're not on the mock-in calendar, let me know. Or if you've fallen off, let me know. It was, I need to know these things. Yes, Big Fatty, you do. Oh, dear, Cassie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, just for aunt clarification, Kathy Marshall did get with me. I have provided her with Miss Bacon's e-letter address and her new mailing address. And, y'all, is it me, or do you find this odd also? She also asked if I could pass along that she also needs a stool sample. Big Fatty! So, Miss Bacon, if you get a Cola Guard in the mail, it's from Kathy Marshall. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Mix, and Daniel Biba, how things going over there at the Mix?
Aha! One moment, please.
Trademark Vera Charles.
I don't know what to do.
Oh, well, just tune into the BFO. You know, we have a technology segment.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.